Maseches Arla, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches. We mentioned previously that only the pre, the fruit, is included in the Arla, in the halachos of Arla. Other parts of the tree are not. The Mishnah has continued to discuss what's included in pre and what's not. On Kaiklais, defective grapes, which is an intrikin, it's a compound word for anovim delakutlas, grapes that were smitten before they grew a third. These defective grapes are considered a pre, vachartsanim, and grape seeds, vazagam, and the grape peels, vatemajolem, and temed, which was a drink that was made by adding water to the shmarim, the peels and the dregs from the winemaking process, and it would make a grape-flavored drink. All these things, and also klipe rimain, the peel of a pomegranate, vahanechalai, and its crown, the crown on the top of the pomegranate, klipe agaizim, the nutshells, the agarinim, and the seeds of all different fruits, all these things are asurim v'arla, they are prohibited in cases of arla, because they are within the general category of pre of fruit, ubashera, and they're also forbidden to benefit from an asherah tree, a tree used for avodah zarah, ubanazir, and also a nazir who is refraining from grape products, he's refraining from all these products from the grapevine as well. Umutam beravai, but when it comes to revai, that's the fourth year, restrictions on the fourth year that you have to eat the fruit in Yerushalayim, so they're mutter beravai. All these things, since they're not normally eaten, so then for revai, they're not restricted. The Mishnah continues about hanovlis, fruit that fall off the tree early before they ripen, kul masuris, they're all usher in all these cases of arla, Asherah, Nazir, and Revai, they all would have the restrictions for Novlis. Mishnah Tess. Rabbi Yasi says, Neitin Yichur Shal Arla. One is allowed to plant a branch from an Arla tree. You can take a branch from the Arla tree and replant it somewhere else. The fruit are prohibited, but the branches are not prohibited. And you can use that, you can benefit from it and replant it. Ve'ein Neitin Eger Shal Arla, but you cannot plant the nut from an Arla tree, because mepneishu pri, because that's a fruit, and he cannot benefit from the fruit. Rav Yasi also says ve'ein markivim be'kafniyei shel arla. He's not allowed to be markiv to graft, so he's taking a branch from an arla tree and grafting it onto another tree be'kafniyei shel arla with a date budded cluster from an arla branch tree, and this branch has buds from a date tree. And that Rabbi Yasi forbids him from grafting it, and he treats the buds as a pre. And this is Rabbi Yasi's lishitase, according to his own opinion in Mishnah Zion, that Rabbi Yasi said in Mishnah Zion that smutter, which is buds, is usher mepneishu pre. He considers these buds from the date tree something that is applicable to lachas of arla, and therefore one should not be grafting the branch that already has the buds, according to Rabbi Yasi's opinion.